I want to look at a couple of scriptures and maybe even two or three scriptures, but the main scripture I want to look at today with you all who are following us on the radio via your radio at your house or in your car or wherever you may be on this Sunday morning. We hope that you will take this message, as all others, seriously, because the Word of God is being spoken to me relevantly, so that the message that we give is good for today, even though it was written for a time before. So the first scripture taken from a good brother, Peter, chapter 4 and verse 12 and 13. So listen as we read that. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Now, I want you to notice how Peter said that. Think it not strange. Don't look at it like something you ain't never heard of before. It's not new. Sorry, it's been there. Verse 13. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory, when Jesus' glory, shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceedingly joy. In other words, what he's saying is when Christ is glorified and us having taken him on through his suffering, that we'll get a chance to be glorified too. Now, I have another scripture that we'll share with you in a few minutes. But here's what I want you to look at. Think about it. I want to wrap it around a thought. And here's the thought. Don't take it personal. It's just a move of God. Don't take it personal. It's just a move of God. Now, all of you, except maybe for children, but particularly us grown folks, at one time or the other, something would come up and we say, well, I don't have to take that, I'm grown. And you take whatever happened to you as a personal issue against you. So I'm coming tonight to tell you, don't take it personal. Because if you take it personal, it'll get to you and you will not be able to go through and partake of the suffering of Christ if you're all upset and uptight. So what we have to do, and remember this, that thing can come from any direction. It don't necessarily have to come from somebody who is an enemy. It can come right out of your wife or your husband or your child or one of your church members. And they may not know what they're doing. They may not mean any harm at all. But if you take it personal, then it becomes a problem and you got to deal with it, and worship goes out the window, because you cannot worship God in spirit and truth and still be angry and upset. So you cannot take the things personal. Now remember this. Let me take you now to the book of Genesis. And I want you to notice this, and we're going to see if we can hook those up together. Book of Genesis, chapter 50 and verse 20. Now this is good brother Joseph. Listen to what Joseph said. Remember that when they took Joseph and put him in a pit? And they didn't know quite what to do with him, but they wanted to get rid of him because the brother could understand dreams and he was just doing too well. His father thought a lot of him. So he was, the rest of the brother was really uptight with him and they were scared to kill him. So they put him in a pit, and after a while some people came by and he was sold. So watch what he says. But as for you, this is Joseph talking to his brother. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now, folks, I'm excited about this message because I recognize old Brother Henry has been there. I've been there when little of anything will upset me, and I'm ready to. And I used to have some bad lips too. You upset me real bad, I'll tell you something. And that's how it was with me. And by the way, I'd like to say it as some other people said. I'd like to say, well, that was before I was saved. But I'd be lying to you. I've done some of that since I've been saved, with some bad lips and bad thoughts and so forth. So I want to go back now to what Peter has just said to us. And then I'm coming back to what Joseph said, and we'll be done. Listen to Peter. Now, Peter is that same guy. Same guy. I wish you all listening to me would say same guy. Same guy who got upset when the high priest came after Jesus and took his sword and cut his ear off, cut the brother's ear off. This is it, Peter that's talking now. This is the same Peter that's saying, don't take it personal. Same guy. This is the same Peter who, when Christ was being ready to be crucified, who said, I don't know about that guy. Y'all leave me alone. I don't know nothing about this guy. I heard about him, but I don't know nothing about him. This is the same guy when a little girl came after him. And he said, you need to get your little booty out in front of me. And he had some other fine words that he said, because he cursed, the Bible says he cursed. This is the same Peter now who has really allowed God to take his life over. And he no longer looked at things personally. Whenever something happened to him, he would look at it as if God was doing him a favor to allow him to suffer. Now that's big time for Peter. And that's big time for me too. I'm not necessarily calling myself equal to Peter, but I am saying this. I sure used to be a different guy than what I am today. I am a guy now who can take a licking and keep a ticking. I am a guy now who can let you curse me out, and I can still keep on telling you I love you, and it won't be a joke. It'll be a for real thing that I love you. I'm the same guy that used to be all upset because I had to walk in the back doors in Mississippi and go to the back door to get a hamburger out of a restaurant, and I paid the same thing everybody else did, but they handed me a hot dog, a hamburger, whatever, all through the back window. And I said when I got grown what I was going to do. But now I have friends that are black that I love. I have friends that are brown that I love. I have friends that are white that I love and call brother and really mean it. They call me brother and they mean it. So what is it I'm really saying? You got to reach a point in your life where you don't grab a hold of things and begin to run away with it just because something hits you in the wrong place. The Bible teaches us that if we suffer with Christ, then we shall also do what? Reign with him. Now that's big time stuff, y'all. I'm excited about the opportunity to love people who are not so lovable. And they come in all forms, all genders, and all races. But I'm thankful for the privilege of being here. So that same Peter said, think it strange. Don't think it strange, brother. When the devil hits you with give you a left hook and a right uppercut, don't get upset. Because if you get upset, then you can't reign with Jesus. So what is it that I'm really saying to you today? I'm saying that it's time for us who are strong believers in the Lord Jesus is to begin to put on the clothes that Jesus wore. Well, what are you saying, Henry? Here's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that the Lord Jesus has given us the opportunity to be just like him. And what he said to us is this. He says, you guys need to go down yonder and tarry. That's before the Holy Ghost came. Y'all remember that. Before the Holy Ghost came, he said, I want you all to go and tarry and wait till the Holy Spirit come. And when he shall come, he shall endow you with power. Now, what does that mean? Here's what that means. He says, you cannot witness for me until you have been empowered. But once you have the power, a monkey can come at you and you'll treat him good. I never will forget a good a white gentleman who worked at Edwards Air Force Base many years ago. And we were supposed to do a project together, and I went to this friend of mine. He said, listen, I ain't never worked for no end, and you know what the word end is. And I ain't about to start now. So you might as well get out of my office because I ain't working for you. And I don't care who told you. I don't care if the general told you. I'm not working for you. In fact, you too dumb anyway. Dumb civil engineer. You don't know what you're doing. And you know what? God gave me power through that. God turned around and gave me some power like this here. I looked at the brother and I said, you know what? One of the reasons why I came to you is because I don't understand the electronic side of this system. So you're right, I am dumb on that. But as far as the end part, and I called his name. I said, you know what? I don't know if you explain what he is. I may be one of those too. So please explain. And it blew his mind because I didn't take it personally. It blew his mind because I could have gotten him fired on the spot. All I had to do is to prove that he said that. And it wasn't hard for me to prove it because everybody in the office and near the office, because he didn't hide it. Only about 4 hours later that afternoon, here he comes, and they called me Hank out of Edwards. He says, Hank, when do we start? When do we start to work? See, the point is, brothers and sisters, our business is to win. Our business is to reconcile. Our business is to make a change and let God move in us in such a way that we can tell the world and show the world how to love in spite of being treated evil. Let's see if we can close out what Brother Joseph did. Well, you know the story of Joseph. Little Brother Joseph was given a coat of many colors. Remember that? Daddy really loved him. And he could interpret dreams. God had given him a gift to interpret dreams and so forth. And here comes little Joseph. And his brothers caught him. And they had first tried to kill him. They were going to kill him. And one of the brothers said, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. Said, if we do that, Daddy's going to find out. And we're going to be in the big time. Said, why don't we put him in this pit and then let a bear or a lion or something catch him and eat him up. And while they had him in the pit, along come these Egyptians coming on their way to Egypt. And they said, why don't we just sell him into slavery? So they did. They took him and sold him to those guys all the way into Egypt. But little Joseph, now one of the things, let me tell you about Henry. Henry cannot stand to be shut up in a house that he can't get out of. Or get in the car with the doors locked. I got in the cop's car one night, riding with them, riding around looking at stuff, and I found out I couldn't get out of that car. I told the cop, stop this car, let me out. What's the matter, Mayor Ernst? What's the matter? I said, well, I can't handle it. And they took me out and put me in the front seat, and I was all right. So it's a psychological thing. But anyway, Joseph didn't get upset. And listen what he said. Talking to his brothers now. Remember, the king had a dream. And this dream, he saw, he couldn't interpret. Joseph came up. They called up Joseph because Joseph had interpreted the dream down while they had him in prison. And so now they bring him up and brought him before the king. And the king says, told him his dream. And Joseph says, that means you're going to have right now 7 years of plenty. And you need to put up everything in barns and store stuff, because following that is going to be 7 lean years with no food for anybody. So the king believed him. So they went ahead and put up. Now, back in his hometown where his daddy and his brothers were. They heard that Egypt had plenty of food. So his daddy said, well, why don't you all go down to Egypt and see if you can buy some food for us, because our animals are going to starve to death. We're going to starve to death if we don't get some food. So they took off and went to Egypt. But when they got there, they didn't know little brother Joseph. Joseph is sitting on the throne looking good, in charge of the bigger part of Egypt, because the king put him in charge after he was able to interpret his dream. But they didn't know who Joseph was, but Joseph knew who they were. And finally, Joseph looked at him and he said, guys, take it easy. You all meant this for evil, and you intended to do me bad. And they still don't, who is this? He says, I'm your brother, Joseph. Mm-hmm. You all meant it for evil, but God meant it for good so that he could save many people. Well, what do you mean by that? So that you all, my daddy and all of, about 60-something, I looked the other day, about 60-some-odd relatives of Joseph. And so the king told Joseph, find a good piece of land and bring all your family here to Egypt. Set them up. Give them the best land. Give them the best place to stay and take care of them. So Joseph looked at him and said, you meant this for evil, but God meant it for good. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. We got people who attend our churches. We got people who say that they're our friends. We got people who will make all kind of public statements and don't mean any of it. But what we got to do is to recognize the fact that everybody don't mean us good, but God can take evil and turn it into good. All we have to do is to trust him. And so going back to what Peter said here, looking at that, he said, I want you all in verse 13 to rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, that we will be a part of that great and glorious day. I'm excited, brothers and sisters, that as we live through these critical, I believe to be last days. Now, I'm not telling anybody I'm a prophet or any of that. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that the Bible is being fulfilled in a hurry. And strange, crazy, unusual things are happening. Mm. But the Bible says, don't take it personal. What we've got to do is to remember that God cares for us and he's got us covered. Now, listen to this as we close our message today. I'm urging you, take time with your husband. Take time with your wife. Take time with your children. Y'all talk to each other. Be encouraged by each other. And don't let everybody, don't let what they say that you don't like get on your nerve, on your last nerve. Don't do it. And the reason why you can't, because when you do that, you lose friendship with each other. Well, folks, I'm going to have to shut down here. And I come and ask you to come with me. Father, I come to you now, thanking you for your precious word. Thank you for the anointing of your spirit. I felt your presence today as we delivered this message. And we know that we have delivered a death blow to the kingdom of Satan and a life blow to the kingdom of yours. We thank you for it. And we ask you now to guide us, direct us, and keep us in Jesus' name. For it is in his name we thank you. Amen. This coming Monday starts our Vacation Bible School at 6 o'clock Monday the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Well, Monday through Friday. Okay, so we're looking forward to seeing you. If you want to come, we got classes for children, babies, and even old folks like me, 82 years old. We got classes for everybody. Looking forward to seeing you. And we thank God for you. Brother Melvin, thank you so very much for bringing us on KRAJ 100.9 FM in the Antelope Valley.